Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court issued its first major ruling on climate regulations in years. Conservative judges sided with coal companies over the Environmental Protection Agency's authority to regulate power plants. But as NPR's Laura Benchoff reports, that decision is unlikely to reverse coal power's decline.
The state of North Dakota is rich with a kind of soft brown coal called lignite. That coal is burned to make electricity, which the state sells to its neighbors, including Canada. Special Assistant Attorney General Paul Seeby says that's why, way back in 2015, North Dakota sued the EPA over President Obama's key climate change policy.
The Clean Power Plan had assumptions of shutdown dates well before those plants would have been retired or will be retired. So EPA was forcing conversion from coal-based generation.
The goal of the plan was to reduce carbon emissions. At the time, power generation was the biggest source of U.S. carbon pollution. But North Dakota argued the move would be economically devastating.
It would have impaired North Dakota dramatically.
But since then, coal plants keep shutting down. In 2019, coal electricity generated in the U.S. hit a 42-year low, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Natalie Biggs, global head of thermal coal markets for the research firm Wood Mackenzie, says the main culprit wasn't regulation.
The development of fracking technologies and very cheap natural gas production in the U.S. played a much larger role in the decline of coal generation than environmental policies.
Natural gas, which emits about half the CO2 coal does when burned, got so cheap that it drove coal plants out of business. Even so, when it looked like the federal government, now under President Biden, might try something like the Clean Power Plan again, the lawsuits restarted. That's what landed in the Supreme Court. Just last week, the conservative majority ruled the EPA could not force coal out of business. But Taylor Kirkendall with S&P Global Commodity Insights says that's unlikely to change the trend.
In terms of how much this impacts the amount of coal that we're going to burn, probably not very much at all, really.
Over the last couple of years, natural gas prices rose, making coal power more attractive again. But both Kirkendall and Biggs say that's probably a blip, not a new trend. As a result, many of the people who fought the case talk about the win in ideological terms, a win for states' rights more than economic ones. Here's North Dakota's attorney Paul Seeby again.
The court recognized the cooperative federalism aspect of how that statute was written, and that EPA can't just take that away.
North Dakota still burns a lot of coal to make electricity. But Seeby points out that wind energy, fueled by gusts crossing the Great Plains, is right behind it. Laura Benchoff, NPR News.